This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Paul Kengor, who teaches at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. He's also the author of the soon-to-be-released book entitled Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century. Today, though, we want to get his thoughts on the Empire State Building for the second time, refusing to honor the 100th birthday of Mother Teresa coming up in August, while at the same time the building was decked out in red and gold colors just last year to commemorate 60 years of communist Chinese rule. And Dr. Kengor, it's always great to have you with us.
It's always great to be with you, Greg. Thank you.
Well, this has gone around a couple of times now. The folks who make these decisions said no a number of months ago. Now they've said no again. Initially, they said that they don't honor individuals, and then it was they don't honor religious figures, but they've honored Pope John Paul II, so that kind of wipes out both of those arguments. What do you see at work here?
Well, and they honor anti-religious figures. I mean, if you're going to honor the anniversary of the birth of Red China, you know, October 1949, and then they had the thing lit up in the colors of Red China in October 2009. So, there, I mean, one of the first things that Mao Zedong did when he took over Red China was booted out the Western missionaries, the Christian missionaries, the Methodist missionaries, and he pursued this vicious atheistic assault on his countrymen, attacked every conceivable basic human liberty, from private property to the right to worship to the right to speak. And Mao was responsible for the deaths of anywhere from 60 to 70 million people. And so there you have New Yorkers in October, Greg, walking up and down Madison Avenue, slurping smoothies and reading their New York Times under this blood red and yellow sky, I guess apparently oblivious to the fact that they were illuminated there for Mao's Red China. So with all of that, Bill Donahue and the good folks at the Catholic League in New York had a thought, apparently somewhere along the line, that, well, if they're going to honor Mao's Red China, maybe they could light up for the 100th anniversary of a genuine saint of our times, Mother Teresa. And the centennial of her birth would be August 26, 2010. And they put that request in. And the folks at the Empire State Building said no. Yes to Mao Zedong and Red China, no to Mother Teresa. And apparently a petition was circulated a few weeks ago which gathered thousands of signatures. So they went back again. Their PR on this, Fox News had talked about it, some news outlets. So you think maybe shedding the light of truth on these folks that they might capitulate and change their minds. But no, they seem to have dug in. And here, like a plot right out of the Screwtape letters, you have this situation where they lit up for Mao, but they're not going to light up for Mother.
Let's talk a little bit about the decision on the Chinese last year. Was there an official explanation? Was it that they're commemorating a major nation rather than how that nation got formed in its most current version? How did they explain what they did with the Chinese?
Well, you know, I went back and forth. I actually talked to a couple of the people that were involved in this, and not the actual management group, but the explanation from the folks in New York was, look, we light this thing up all the time for all kinds of different things. It's no big deal. Okay. Well, now with that said, then it looked like it would be sort of a no-brainer to light it up for Mother Teresa. But apparently, they are selective. They don't just light it up for anybody. And here, once again, Greg, you've got these apostles of tolerance, these apostles of diversity, of inclusion. And here again, they are exclusive in their inclusiveness. They exclude in their diversity. They're intolerant in their alleged tolerance. They do have standards. Red China's in, and Mother Teresa is not. So they could say, well, we're honoring here a nation, a nation that actually exists in China today. It is in this case, it was the 60th anniversary of the launching of China. Yeah, but China was launched by a murderous, militant communist thug. For some perspective on this, Mao killed 60 to 70 million people. This is by all scholarly estimates. No one debates that. Minimum of 60 million people. Hitler was responsible for the deaths of 6 to 10 million people. 6 to 10 million for Hitler, 60 to 70 million for Mao. Mao outdid Hitler and Stalin. Less than 10 million people died in World War I. 40 to 50 million died in World War II. Mao killed more people than World War I and World War II deaths combined. And here's these oblivious New Yorkers lighting up the Empire State Building for this guy. And here you have this saintly nun from Calcutta who soothed and held and caressed the dead and dying in India to, you know, as she put it, to do something beautiful for God, to give them some final, in their final earthly moments, let them know that somebody gave a damn about them, and they won't light up for her. So I think this speaks volumes.
Dr. Kengor, this calls for a bit of speculation, I guess, but as we mentioned before, the explanations that individuals don't get recognized, religious figures don't get recognized, has been disproven by previous lighting schemes that they've done to honor various people.
Right.
The one political issue that Mother Teresa spoke out on quite forcefully was that of pro-life. Do you think that's a factor?
Oh, it could be. Sure, sure. And again, I find it very ironic that I'm just waiting for the ACLU or one of these groups to step in and say, well, this is a religious figure. Okay, so we're going to honor anti-religious figures, but not religious figures. We're going to honor militant atheists, but not pro-religious people, but not Christians, but not Catholics. So this is just classic. It's absolutely classic. I don't know what else I can say.
Well, we'll see if the backlash continues. There's still over 2 months for them to still change their minds. It doesn't appear likely at this point, but we'll keep an eye on it. Dr. Kengor, great to have you with us as always. Thanks for being here.
All right, Greg. Thanks.
Grove City College professor Dr. Paul Kengor, his upcoming book is entitled Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.